You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickert is out today. Coming up, if you're low income in the United States, where you live can either help you live longer or could shorten your life. We'll learn more about some new research on that in just a bit. First, a state lawmaker has renewed his push for a bill that would create a statewide standard on gender-specific bathrooms and changing rooms facilities in Wisconsin schools. Representative Jesse Kramer introduced the bill originally during the last legislative session. It didn't make it to the governor's desk before the end of that session. With the recent national conversation about a similar law in North Carolina, the issue has become a major controversy. Representative Kramer recently released a statement on why he thinks the bill is important. You can weigh in, too, at 800-642-1234. Are you for or against a bill that would require a person to use a public bathroom, or in this case a school bathroom, based on their gender assigned at birth? Why? Why not? And what do you think of the national response to North Carolina's bill? Call 800-642-1234. Jesse Kramer joins us now. He's a Republican state representative from Kewaskum. Representative Kramer, welcome back to the show.
Good afternoon, Rob.
Well, can you remind us of the details of your bill? What would it do?
Absolutely. So the reason we made this bill to public schools initially was because that was where we were seeing the issues in Wisconsin. Public schools today have policies all over the map. So what the bill did was it basically stated that if you have a sex-specific locker room, changing room, bathroom, where multiple students are using it at a time, they would have to remain sex-specific. So if you're a male, you're using the male. If you're a female, you're using the female. What we did allow in the bill and require, actually, for school districts was if there's anyone that's uncomfortable using a facility that would typically be using, they could go to the school district. The school district would have to provide them accommodations. So that was basically the tenet of the bill and the basis for the bill and what was behind it.
And I've heard you were thinking of even expanding this beyond schools to other public facilities. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think we have finger on the pulse on this, and we kind of knew what was going on in Wisconsin. But I think North Carolina has this right. They're making it a public facility. They're ensuring that if any taxpayer dollars are used for anything, those facilities are going to still have boundaries, and we're going to still ensure that they maintain those boundaries in society, that males use males and females use females. The biggest issue here, and the reason I and many of my constituents are concerned about what is going on, you see what happened in Washington State earlier this year. They basically blew the doors wide open. They specifically said anyone in Washington State can use any bathroom, changing room, locker room that they want to based on how they feel. And the problem with that is you could take my daughter and my neighbor take his daughters. We could go to an open swim at the local high school. We send our daughters into the girls' room to change, get their swimming suits on to go swimming. There might be a 30-year-old guy in there changing right next to them. They come out and tell us, he may have exposed himself to them, who knows what. They come out and tell us, we call the police. What are the police going to do in this situation now? We have been passing laws in Wisconsin, bipartisan laws, to protect women and children. We made upskirting a felony last session. We made it a crime that any parent who videotapes their children in various states of undress and uses it for sexual gratification or commercial means, that's now a crime. We passed a leashes law. We provided funding for the Attorney General to be able to much more easily track down people who are trafficking child pornography online. But at the same time, we're going to turn a blind eye to this, because when that police officer shows up in that locker room, and anyone can change in any facility they want, based on what they say they are, they think they are, they tell the police officer they are, if he puts handcuffs on them, he's going to get sued. In the meantime, this individual has exposed themselves to some children, which would have been sexual harassment, indecent exposure, probably disorderly conduct, just as recently as last week. And now, when you blow the doors wide open to a completely sexless society, there are some major problems that we need to be aware of and be concerned with down the road.
Talking to Jesse Kramer, Republican state representative from Kewaskum, about his proposed bathroom bill legislation on gender, who can use a bathroom or a public changing facility. You can join in at 800-642-1234. We'll go to our callers now with Jamie in Milwaukee. Jamie, hi. Jamie, are you there? Okay, Jamie wasn't listening there. We'll go next to John in Washington, D.C. John, hi.
Hi there. I'm just calling because I think it's important to set the record straight in this debate here. First of all, this is not about men going into women's bathrooms. Trans women are not men. They are women. Gender is a lot more than what you're assigned at birth and what anatomy you have. So we need to make sure that's here in this debate. But also, there is literally, proponents of these kind of laws have literally shown no evidence. There is no evidence that a trans person commits assault in a bathroom. And people don't dress up as the opposite gender to commit assault. This is a solution in search of a problem, and it's a problem that doesn't exist. So I think we need to be honest here that this problem, all this fear-mongering is baseless, and all this measure is going to do is it's going to marginalize trans kids, marginalize trans people. That's it.
John, thanks for the call. Representative Kramer, that's been a lot of the objection, that ultimately this is right. Discriminating against transgender people.
Absolutely, and that's how it's being labeled. It's being labeled as intolerant, bigoted, hateful. But on the surface, people aren't digging into what the real problem will be. No one's saying, there have been transgender people in society forever. No one has ever denied anyone who is transgender from using a bathroom or a changing room. The problem is people are going to take advantage of the situation. I'm not saying it's going to be a transgender person. People are going to take advantage of the situation. The Charlotte law, the one that North Carolina basically did their law in response to, would allow any man, including a convicted sex offender, to access women's facilities by declaring they feel they are a female, even though they're in a male body. Do you want that person changing in front of your children? The other issue is, let's say, and this happened in Washington State, let's say a girl's swim team comes into the locker room, they're done swimming, come in to change, there's a guy in the sauna, and they say, hey, we're not comfortable changing in front of this guy. So they approach the management. Management says, oh, you're not comfortable? Well, here, you can go use this room down the hall. We are kicking you out of your safe space. We're kicking you out of the room that you should be utilizing and that you should be allowed to utilize, and we are now going to discriminate against you, a protected class of people, women who should be using the room that they are in because they do not feel comfortable changing in front of someone who has male body parts.
And John used the phrase solution in search of an issue. Charles Krauthammer, the conservative columnist, said exactly the same thing. Solution in search of an issue, saying, do we have an epidemic of transgender people being evil in bathrooms and hypothetical problems?
Right. No, we don't. That's not the problem, though. The problem is that there are going to be people who take advantage of the situation. I don't know if you saw, but this morning, UW-Milwaukee finally had a story on this. This popped up this morning. There was an individual, a man, who was in the women's locker room last night. Some women complained to him. They said, do you know you're in the women's locker room? He said, absolutely. I feel like I'm a woman. They went and complained to the school, and they don't know what to do now. So this is happening in Milwaukee now, right down the road. And they are basically, this is pretty funny, actually. So they're proposing a policy. They're working on a policy now. They're proposing a policy that states that people using facilities of a gender other than the one that they were born would have to cover the genitalia in the presence of others. Well, that's not entirely the problem, because if you have a sex offender in there or a pervert, who cares if he's covering his genitals? He's looking at yours. Why should, once again, the women and children who we should be trying to protect in society be subjected to that?
I'm going to bring on one more caller. Shannon is on the line in Franklin. Shannon, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Very interesting topic. I was recently a resident of Charlotte, North Carolina, and moved back to Wisconsin. And bringing the safety point to this, just as being a mom, we had a picture of our daughter, and it was developed at a local box store. When I went to get my pictures, I was confronted by security, and they took my pictures away, and they said if I were to bring any pictures again like that in, they would be calling the police on me. So going along with the safety thing, she's now an 8-year-old who takes swimming lessons, and I kind of have to go along with your guest. You know, I have her go into the changing room. Do I want a 30 or 40-year-old male in there naked with her? I'm very open. I have transgender friends. I'm just trying to find out where the safety line ends.
Gotcha, Shannon. Representative Kramer, as we wrap up, is this something you're hearing from your constituents?
It is, Rob. And I find it very hypocritical. The bill that we put out this year provided protections for everyone. As I mentioned, we provided accommodations for anyone, whether they're bullied, whether they're an individual who doesn't feel that they're in the right room. They can go to the school district and get some accommodations. I find it is very, very intolerant that these same people who only care about themselves and their own personal feeling care nothing for the people around them. This bill addressed everyone. The North Carolina bill addresses everyone. The problem is the media and the other side of the aisle are not talking about that.
Representative Kramer, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob.
That's State Representative Jesse Kramer talking about a bathroom and gender bill he plans to reintroduce to the legislature in the coming session.